Blog Talk Radio.
Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. What a beautiful day to be here and to be alive, wherever you are. Here I am in sunny New England this morning after we had a big snowstorm over the weekend. I love the snow. I know some of you are probably thinking, oh my God, I can't believe she loves the snow. Even last year, with that crazy pad with record-breaking snow, I never tired of it. You know, the shoveling part I could have done without some of what you do for work. Is it your puppy or your cat? Is it nature? What do you love in your life? This week, I pulled some cards to set up the energy, universal energy for the week, and it's all about relationships, and it can be love relationships, but, one-on-one relationships with other people, so intimate relationships, and we're going to talk about that today, how you do relationships in your life. Because how you are in relationships how you show up is how you show up in your life. So what does that mean exactly? Many of us, often don't stop to think about this because it's something that we're not taught in school. And some of these things, a lot of these topics that I talk about here on the radio and that I teach, if they were taught in school, then many of us would have such a better understanding of ourselves and others, and there'd be a lot less sort of personal chaos in the world, I think. They should really teach about relationships in school. And, on a deeper level and how to be in relationships and so forth. So if you would like to call in today for either a mini reading or to talk about relationships and what's coming up for you, the guest call-in number is 657-383-0612. And the chat room is opened if you'd like to join me in the chat room as well. And I'd be happy to communicate with you there. Although I can't be in the chat room at all the time because I need to look at my my switchboard screen and my studio screen. So I'll go back and forth between the chat rooms. So if you're in the chat room and you have a question or something, then just hold tight. I will get to the chat room. I can't be in there the whole time while I'm on the air. So what does it take to be in relationships, and how are you showing up? That's what we're talking about today. And before we get really into the conversation, I'd like to share with you how to find me when I am off Blog Talk Radio, because I forgot to do this on yesterday's show. I get in a tangent and start talking, and next thing I know, the hour has gone by and the show is over. And it was pretty funny because yesterday I thought, oh, that was day 13. Today is day 14. And yesterday I was like, what am I going to talk about today? I'm running out of ideas. And my daughter piped in and said, Mom, you never run out of things to talk about. And I said, you're probably right. And so I went with that, and I certainly could fill the hour. And I filled it so thoroughly that I forgot to give you my contact information and how to reach me off of Blog Talk Radio. So you can go right to my website. That is the best way to reach me. And that is simple and easy. My name, CynthiaFontaine.com. CynthiaFontaine. So yeah, and all my social media links are on there. Except I don't think Instagram is on there yet, but I really don't go on Instagram hardly at all. I do basically Facebook and Twitter, although I post to Twitter automatically. I don't really go in there a lot. So if you want to message me, the thing to do is do it through Facebook. You can message me through my public page, and that is Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Medium. And so that's kind of about it with the media stuff. And also check out my line of all natural bath and body products, Alchemy of the Earth, which were created to enhance your life, to transform your life, if you can believe that, in body products. Yes, because they are all natural. They don't have all the chemicals and the additives of the things that you buy in the regular stores. So if you are listening to this show, you are probably very interested in being the best you that you can be. And one way that you can do that is really be mindful of the chemicals that you're putting on your body and clean that up. And one way, really good way that you can do that is to buy Alchemy of the Earth bath and body products. My customers absolutely love them. And I can also do custom orders. You know, if you have a particular issue that is going on, the body butter, for example, I have many people who have eczema and psoriasis who love the body butter and find great results with that. And if you have that issue, then if you let me know when you order, I just change the make a variation to the essential oils that I use in the body butter. And it really makes it very quite good to help with those issues. So talking about the energies for the week and what you can expect for the week. And so the week starts off, the overall energy of the week is about relationships or health. So it can go either way, and you might find that you have both things going on for you this week. Things coming up in relationships and things coming up in health as well. So if the relationship part is coming up for you this week, then you want to really pay attention to your words, and rushing in with sort of a fiery tone. So you have to be careful at the beginning of this week to be mindful of what is coming out of your mouth. If you are a person who tends to rush in hastily, maybe you have some anger things that you're dealing with, and that comes out in your relationships, in your words. You rush in and you often speak, you know, angrily or hastily. So keep in mind that that energy is in place for the beginning of this week. So you really want to pay attention to how you're doing that. On the flip side of that, because the swords are double-edged, and this is the Knight of Swords, it may be important for you to speak up in a way that is, I don't want to say angry or aggressively, but there may be things that you need to say. In other words, to stand up for yourself, okay? So if you have issues that are coming up, say, in work or if you're at school or even in relationships where, you know, you feel that you're really being treated unfairly, and this also goes for health. If you have health issues going on, the beginning of this week, it's important to really stand up for yourself, okay? And if something needs to be changed, then use your words, get in there, use your mind to be smart about it. And sometimes you have to, you know, sort of bring the fire to the situation. You sort of have to bring that kind of energy to get what you need to get done. Just be careful about lashing out too quickly if that is something that you have an issue that you normally rush into things like that. And again, so if it's a health challenge that you're dealing with this week, it may be the time for you to really stand up for yourself, and you have to maybe challenge the doctor and what he's suggesting or she's suggesting. Also, it may be, because this is around relationships, is your knight of shining armor rushing in to save you? Or are you waiting for your nitrous, that's a new word I just made up. So your nitrous would be the female version of the knight, because there are women who have that archetype. So are you waiting for your nitrous if you're a fellow? Or if you, you know, are in a relationship where, you know, it's same-sex relationships, you could be waiting for your nitrous to come in and rescue you. So whether you're waiting for your knight or your nitrous, know that the beginning of this week, there's a possibility that, you know, maybe they will show up. So just be open to that. Now, midweek, we're looking at enjoyment and pleasure. So this would be like Wednesday, Thursday. You may want to plan a romantic evening with your spouse or partner, or even a nice dinner with a close friend. So go out or do a lovely dinner at home, something that you can really enjoy that you normally maybe wouldn't do in the middle of the week. That being said, you want to be careful that you don't overindulge either with drink or food, particularly if you do have a health issue in your life. So say, for example, you know, you're a diabetic and you go out and you eat a little bit too much, and then, you know, your sugar goes through the roof and then it plummets. So you want to be careful if you have health challenges, especially that if you do go, if you are have this, you set up this dinner or whatever, where you're going to enjoy other people's company, that you don't overindulge. And let's see. So this can bring some interesting conversations and things to think about the midweek joyful gatherings. Can really give you some things to think about for the end of the week. And the end of the week, say Friday, late Thursday into Friday, you really want to go within and meditate. So anything that has come up over, say, the beginning of the week and midweek, now you want to go within and really meditate on it. Really sit with it and think about it. And you may have some very profound conversations, you know, that are spiritually enlightening. So be open to that and then meditate on it. If your week progresses like this, the end of the week looks like it can bring a lot of romance over the weekend. It can bring up desires and some things you've been dreaming about, and an opportunity to really look at your emotions regarding the people that you're close with and others. And again, an opportunity this week for romance. So get ready. Hold on to your seats. Remember, you know, as a brief recap, if you're a person who tends to rush in, if you tend to, you know, have a little edginess to you, if you tend to blow your top easily, keep in mind the beginning of this week can be really easy for you to do that. So before you rush in, think about it. If it's a health challenge that you're dealing with, this may be the time for you to rush in. If there's a situation that you're not crazy about the way it's being handled or so forth, or even in your relationships, if there's something that you need to, you know, bring to the table and shake things up, then do that. But just be mindful of your words and how you're doing it. And try to come from a more centered place rather than from a place of anger. If you can do this, then midweek, take a break. Have some fun, you know, have a nice dinner or lunch with people that you care about, and really be open to listening to things that may come up that could advance your higher thinking or spirituality or the relationship. And then the end of the week, go within, do some meditation, and then the weekend, get ready for some romance. Woo-hoo-hoo. Sounds like a great week to me. I don't know about you guys. All right, so let's see. And And what a great, you know, what a great way to sort of be closing off the end of January, because astrologically, January has gotten, has really been a slow start to our year. The year didn't really start with the energies that we very often find that come to us in January, because we started with our Mercury in retrograde. And retrograde is all about looking back. And so we have, if you've taken this opportunity to really look back at what's going on, what has gone on for you in the last year of your life, because that's what a retrograde is really about, is calling us to look back and really see how we can move forward by looking back. How can you change things to go in a direction that you want to go in? How can you make your life better? And now we are getting ready to go full speed ahead, because Mercury actually goes direct, I think it's today or tomorrow. Yay! So if you've been having communication problems, electronic problems, like I've been having computer problems for the last week, like today my show would not, I couldn't load to create the show. And so that started really about me for me about a week ago. It was good up until that point. And then last week, it was just like, or this past week, all bets off. Massive trouble trying to get my show to load, trying to get things organized and things like that. And even the computer kept shutting down at one point, and I kept losing Safari. So fortunately, we are coming out of Mercury retrograde, and I hope that you did have the opportunity to really take a look at your life in the last year and the up to the last 3 years, because we have been experiencing, as society as a whole, a lot of changes in the last several years. And we're being called upon now to take the things that we have learned and the ways that we have changed in the last 3 years and really bring them forward this year. Just going to take a sip of my latte here. So as we move forward into February, which February is the month of romance, and, of course, we have Valentine's Day on the 14th of February, which is a big day for couples. And you may be somebody who dreads Valentine's Day because you, maybe you're not in a relationship. And if that's true for you, then make your own romance in your life. How do you treat yourself? So showing up in relationships. How do you show up in the relationship with yourself? Do you treat yourself with love and respect like you do, like you would with others, or like you would want to be treated? Or are you really harsh and critical to yourself? How's your mind and your thinking to yourself? Do you have that that chatterbox in your mind beating you up all the time, saying things like, oh my God, you're so stupid. Oh my God, I can't believe you did that. If you do, that's really an unkind thing. That is the most unkind thing you can do to yourself. And if you're beating yourself up all the time, then, or it doesn't even have to be all the time, but if it's a regular habit for you, it may be a negative pleasure that you have, or it may be that, you know, you were told as a child that you're not good enough. You'll never be good enough. You know, like when I was in college, I had an hour drive back and forth every day to drive to school. And, you know, I had bought my own car. I paid my own car insurance. I paid for all my own expenses. Even though I lived at home, you know, we had to buy, when we got a job and we turned 16, We had to buy our own food, and then we had to go to the laundromat. We weren't allowed to use the washer and dryer at home. So it was really, you know, at that time, I didn't think it was fair. How could my mother do this, right? This is my mother. This is our house. Why should we have to buy our own food and go to the laundromat when we have a perfectly good washer and dryer right in the house? But anyway, what it did for me was really trained me to be able to be independent in my life, which turned out to be really important for me because I have been a single mom for 19 years now. And had my mother maybe not given me that training of being independent, I probably wouldn't have fared so well on my own raising my two kids. Now, I did have help. I was very blessed in that area where my former in-laws babysat the kids to watch them before school and after school. And any time they needed anything, they would be there to help. So I was really fortunate and blessed in that aspect. Because when they say it takes a village, it really does take a village. You know, 100 years ago even, women didn't go out to work. Women worked in the home. Women took care of the families, and they often took care of the families as a group. Everybody pitched in the community or in the neighborhood and helped each other out. We don't see that so much anymore in now here in the 20th century. So as much as we have advanced in many ways, in some ways we've really sort of digressed, where we've become this sort of independent culture and civilization where it's easier to withdraw and not to participate, as a community and in community things. And, you know, community is about being in relationship. So, again, going back to how are you showing up in relationship? Because how you show up in relationship teaches you or shows you how you show up in your life. So what does that mean? What that means is if you, your relationship, and think about your closest relationships, if you have a habit, say, of being late all the time, whether you're meeting your spouse or your partner or friends for dinner or for a movie, and you tend to show up late. So that means, you know, many different things. One thing is you're not respecting the other people. Now, as a charismatic leader, I have been late my entire life, and it was not intentionally to disrespect other people. For me, it was just like I always thought I could get one more thing done in the 3 minutes before I left, and that I would feel, you know, more complete, happier if I got that one more thing done. And so it would make me chronically late because I always misjudged the time it was going to take me to get somewhere or to do something. And I have really this last year been able to shift that, where now, I really try to make an effort. And it was hard at first, but it's actually become rather easy to really be conscious of the time it does take to get somewhere and to allow and leave enough time to get to your destination. Now, I'm not early by any means, because for me, that I'd be wasting time if I were sitting somewhere waiting, where, you know, if I showed up to the movies 10 minutes early or 15 minutes early, and then that would be 15 minutes I can be doing something important. Well, maybe I'm going to try this, because now that I'm speaking it out loud, I think maybe the important thing is just sit there being 10 or 15 minutes early and see what happens, what comes up in that time. May be a great opportunity to learn something new. So there I go. That is going to be my mission for the week. What is yours going to be? Make your life a mission. Make your life important. Make how you're showing up be your priority. Because how you show up in your life, in relationships, is how you show up for yourself. Now, when you can shift how you're showing up for yourself, your relationships will shift along with you. So if you have a complaint that your partner or spouse is always late, but yet you find that you have a habit of being late, well, how can you criticize them or judge them for being late when you do the same thing? And it may be that you need to have a conversation with that person and say, you know, I feel really disrespected when you, for example, show up late. Dinner is going to be at 7 p.m. and I'd appreciate it if you would be here at 7 p.m. And if they're not, go on with whatever you're doing without them. They'll get the message and they'll either fall in sync and get with the program or they'll miss out. And if that's the case where they're consistently still missing out, it could be a time to look at that relationship and reevaluate it. Because if you're showing up for you, and that's the first thing you want to examine and be really clear about that and be really honest in your examination, are you showing up for you in the way that you want others to show up for you? Because remember, what you put out to the universe, you get back plus 10%. So if you're chronically late, then expect others to be chronically late plus 10% worse than you are. Is that what you really want? I don't know. I know I don't. All right, I'm just taking a quick look at my notes here. And I saw a great quote this morning. And this can be applied to relationships as well. And it's about clutter. And this is from Peter Walsh. And Peter says, clutter isn't about the stuff in your closet. It's about everything that gets between you and the life you want to be living. So if we reflect that onto what we're talking about today, and showing up in your life, are you cluttering your life with too many obligations? And is that, you know, complicating your life and putting a stress or strain on yourself and on your relationships? If so, then you want to reevaluate and see what you can change in order to improve your life and to be living the life that you want to live. That's a really good thing to look at. And if you're dealing with physical clutter, then start cleaning it up. Because everything that you sort of put into place now for the rest of January, the week that we have left, and going into February, is going to set your tone, the tone in your life, for the entire year. So take some time and really thoughtfully feel out the things that you would like to see in your life. And I say feel them out because what happens, most of us think about what we want. And thinking is what always gets us into trouble. The thinking mind almost never produces the results that we want. Now, if you're thinking of, if you have a job where you're working with numbers or things like that, building things, if you're an architect, then of course you have to think and you bring those skills into what you're doing. When it comes to living the life of your dreams, that's where the thinking has to stop. Yeah. So breathe that in.
Because when we're building the life of our dreams and creating the life of our dreams, our thinking mind gets us into trouble every time. Your feelings, however, is where the magic and the key lies. So if you feel your way through life, then you will have the opportunity to live in a life that you really desire. I'm going to repeat that because it's really important. When you feel your way through life, it will create the life that you really desire. And that's not exactly word for word. When I'm doing these shows and when I'm working, often I'm channeling from spirit, so I can't. I usually can't repeat what I said exactly, if I can repeat it at all. All right. So really, really commit that to memory. And if you're a problem who's a big, if you're a person, yes, if you're a problem who's a big thinker, because it can be a problem, if you're a person who's a big thinker, you can even tap on that statement. If you do tapping, EFT, where you can say, you know, I now create my life from feeling. And when something feels good, right, how much better does your life feel? Sometimes it's as simple as a shift or a flick of your energy. And I think I talked about this a little bit yesterday on day 13, about how when sometimes you have this sort of realization and you have a aha or a wake-up moment, then things really shift in your life. And I had one of those yesterday. I had a situation come up over the weekend where I thought I had some solid information about an issue that has been coming up with my partner, and I thought I had some solid information that clearly indicated that he had done something that would not have been what I felt good for the relationship, and so this was about around buying a house, and I thought he had bought a house last week that he wanted me to look at. And I know the house very well because I almost bought the house 15 years ago. And I actually became very good friends with the woman who did buy the house. So I spent a lot of time in this house. And it's an okay house. But I thought that he had bought the house without saying, hey, I really want to buy this house. And I jumped to conclusions and I got all worked up, and this was at, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning when this information came about, and I got myself all jacked up. I couldn't sleep. My heart was racing, and I worked myself into this crazy tizzy thinking, because there's the thinking mind, because the mind will always look for what it knows from past experiences, and will always look for the worst case scenario and to create the worst case scenario. And that's why it's so important to live your life through the feeling of how you want your life to feel, not from thinking how you want your life to be. So I had the opportunity yesterday to bring it up and talk about it with him. And as it turns out, the information that I thought was so solid in knowing that he bought this house wasn't true. And he did not buy the house. And so it was a very interesting thing for me, because when I went to bed, I was hot. I was bothered. I was angry and upset. How could he do this? I was very judgmental. You know, I had made this assumption that I thought I'd come to this conclusion reasonably with the information that I had. And I was so upset, and I could not get my heart to stop racing. I decided, you know what? There's nothing you can do about this right now. So put on some meditation and meditate and just try to get a night's sleep, and then you can talk about it tomorrow, which was yesterday. So that's what I did. And I've been really, I have to say, angry in the relationship and about the relationship for over a year now, because things have not gone on the way, in the way that, at the speed that I would like them to go. And this often happens where the female in the relationship often wants to move the relationship forward, where sometimes the man is not quite ready to do that. And it can be vice versa also. Sometimes the man wants to jump in, like the caller I had a few days ago, who the boyfriend wanted to jump in and move in together in the first month. So sometimes it's the guy that comes rushing in. It's the Knight of Swords that comes rushing in, wants to save the day, wants to move quickly. And that's okay sometimes. So in this case, you know, I have felt on the point in the relationship where I want to be, be in a full-time committed relationship where we live together. And he just hasn't been ready for that. And so it's, for me, in my mind, because I'm not getting what I want, how I have been in the relationship feels very prickly. And I have found myself at many times being really angry. And it comes out sideways, we'll say. So it comes out instead of dealing with the anger. And remember, anybody or any situation that's triggering you has a name, a face, and it's important that you ask yourself the question, when am I? Am I going back to the past? Because we very often tend to do that. Well, this looks and feels just like this situation 10 years ago, but how it's really, you know, it may look the same, it may be similar, but it's going to be different on other level, on some levels. So when I woke up yesterday morning, I woke up feeling completely different than when I had gone to sleep. And I was really amazed by the difference in how I felt, in my energy, how I was now going forward through the day and presenting myself. And that shift was really remarkable for me. So it really opened me up to my own teachings and walking my talk, right? Look, because I have been really doing a lot of self-evaluation the last year and a half particularly. I really started this quest, so we'll say, in my late 20s, looking for answers. Answers to life. Answers to why, you know, religions are the way they are, and answers to the big questions like, you know, I was brought up in a Catholic, in a Catholic religion, and if God is such a loving God, then how could God not forgive you for the sins you make here on this earth? I couldn't grasp that concept. And what I really have come to believe, and this is my own theory, is that we are the ones who judge ourselves and hold ourselves in that judgment of unforgiveness. And we really have to forgive ourselves. That's really key in our life. And that's a whole nother topic, and that's a big topic about forgiveness, because the way we're taught forgiveness is not really authentic or the accurate way to teach forgiveness or to give forgiveness or be in forgiveness. See, because when somebody does something to you and you are taught that you have to forgive others, and you may go actually to that person and say, I forgive you for whatever. We'll say, I forgive you for cheating on me. Oftentimes, that is creating more karma between you. It's kind of a hard concept to explain and a hard concept to grasp. When you can honestly say, look at, and I'm not saying that, you know, you had a, if you weren't, you were contributing factor to it, but when you can say, I forgive myself for not seeing the red flags or ignoring the red flags, thinking that maybe my partner was cheating on me. Because then what happens is when you can get to real forgiveness, it means you are letting the other person off the hook. That, and that is really big. That's true forgiveness. And most of us never come to that place because that means we no longer have somebody to blame for the way our life has turned out, for the situations in our lives, for feeling hurt. Because now you're going to have to let that all go. So we'll get into that topic, you know, and we'll make that a whole show about forgiveness another day. We have about, let's see, 11 minutes left. And I want to, again, remind you guys where to how to find me when I'm off Blog Talk. And that is my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. And I also want to share with you some events that I have coming up in February. I have several events I will be at that are open to the public. And the first one is February 20th. And this is with the Mystics, and we will be at the Elks Lodge on Pelham Street in Newport, Rhode Island, doing a mystical affair, a psychic fair. So if you are local to the Rhode Island area, put that on your calendar and come on by and join in the fun. I will be doing gallery events or salons, if you like to call them salons, where that's when a large group of people come in and I give messages from spirit. And also, there'll be lots of vendors there and other people doing healings and psychic readings and tarot and astrology readings and all. So put that on your calendar for February 20th. And if you're on Facebook, you can find the event on Facebook. So look for the Mystics or the Newport Mystics. And then on February 27th, I will be at 10th Gate Yoga in Portsmouth, Rhode Island, again doing another holistic fair. So this is called the Holistics and the Mystics. And Holistics and the Mystics are both spelled with a K instead of a C. So Holistics, H-O-L, let's see, my spelling is off the top of my head, not very good, S-T-I-K, and the Mystics, M-Y-S-T-I-K. So check that out. There'll be, it's $5 admission for that, and there'll be some, again, great healers there and massage therapists, some vendors, and they will be, it's featuring myself, and also one of my colleagues, Wolfman Eduardo, who is a phenomenal storyteller and tarot reader. So again, if you are in the Rhode Island area, put it on your calendar to make it to those events, both of them if you can, and if not, at least one of them. And then looking forward to March, March 25th, which is a Friday night, I will be doing a salon hosted by 10th Gate Yoga in Portsmouth, Rhode Island, where it will be limited to, I think the cap is 60 people. It's either 50 or 60 people. And I will be doing a gallery or salon style reading. Those are my favorite because the energy is so high when you gather a group of people, you know, where it says when two or more gather in my name. So gathering in the name of, for the good of all, connecting to the divine, that's my favorite thing to do. And again, I will also be doing the gallery of the salon style readings at the Elks event February 20th. So check those events out and come on by, get some body work, have a massage, mini massage or a Reiki treatment, and come work with me or the other great people who will be at those events. Let's see, is that all for housekeeping? Okay, my daughter reminded me to to pop in with those events because, you know, if you're not listening live today, you might listen to the replay 2 or 3 weeks from now. And so I want to be sure to get out there these things that are coming up. And if you would like to host me, I do do private events. And we can talk about that. If you would like to host me in your city or town, we can set that up. And you can message me through Facebook or email me at cynthiafontaine.com. I do get I average about 700 to 800 emails a day, sometimes more. So email is not the most effective way to reach me. Really, it's going on my public page, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, and sending me a private message on my Facebook page. That's the best way to really contact me if you are interested in hosting me for a group event in your city or town. And okay, so that's all the housekeeping, I think, for right now. So again, to recap the energies of the week being, you know, that this is the beginning of the week. And anytime you listen to the show, take whatever makes sense for you and apply it to your life. Just because forecast for the week, this can apply to your life anytime because it's all really great and helpful information. So looking at, if you're somebody who rushes in, who can be harsh with your words, do you have what they call a silver tongue? That's a thing that, you know, my parents or grandparents used to say. And that could be somebody who, you know, is kind of sly, who maybe talks out of both sides of their mouth, says one thing to somebody and then one thing to somebody else. Or can you be sharp with your tongue? Sometimes it's really good to be clear, have clear cut. It's always good to have clear communication, but how you deliver it can be really key. And there are times when it's important to deliver clear cut communication with authority, especially if it's, you're in a fight for your life, if you're facing a health challenge. That's when you really want to have clear-cut communication and deliver it with authority, okay? So look for this week things to be stirred up at the beginning of the week with relationships. If you're charging in or if somebody you're in relationship is somebody who charges, rushes in to fix things or rushes in with, you know, their language, rushes in with their thinking, be, you know, pay attention to that and be sure that you feel your way before you speak. And if you can do that, the middle of the week looks really enjoyable. So we'll say Wednesday, Thursday, make some plans to do something that you love and enjoy with other people, you know, not so much with yourself, but with others.
because this week is about relationships and being in relationships. And so do something that you normally wouldn't do. Maybe go out to dinner. Maybe make a nice dinner. And that is going to bring new ideas, possibly new ideas spiritually, that will come in from that. And then the end of the week, late Thursday into Friday, that those things that come up give you the opportunity to go within, do some meditating, think about it, you know, really feel your way through it, because it's the Two of Swords, and the Two of Swords is about going within and feeling. It's about closing your eyes off to the universe, which means closing your thinking mind. She's got the blindfold on. So it's going within the heart and feeling your way through it. And if you can do that this week, the weekend looks like you may have some romance lined up. And if you're not in a relationship, there it could be the beginning of the week. Somebody comes charging in, and by the weekend, hoo-hoo, la-la-la, could looks good. So remember, a belief is just a thought that has momentum. And what are your thoughts? What are you thinking about? Because that is where the momentum in your life goes forward. So for me, it became really clear that I was focusing on having what I was focusing on what I didn't have, instead of really appreciating what I did have. And I'll give you one more quick story, and then we are out of time. Several weeks back, actually before Christmas, I had an opportunity to go out with my boyfriend, and I've been asking him to go out dancing for quite some time. And one of his friends, who I had never met before, called him up and said, "Hey, my son's band is playing out. Why don't you come see him?" And I, you know, was sort of told last minute, as often I am. And I got really angry because I've been asking him for a long time to take me out, and now this friend, who I've never heard of before, and we've been together for quite some time now, 3.5 years steady, and I've known him for over 30 years, she pops up out of the blue, and now we're going out. So rather than just enjoying, now that we were finally out, I got really pissed off, and I had a rotten time. All I did was bitch about how all of a sudden this guy pops out of nowhere and we're out when I've been asking to go out forever. So how are you presenting yourself in your relationships? And is it how you're presenting yourself? Is that the result that you want to see? That's the awakening, the realization that I had yesterday morning when I woke up. So think about that. I will be back on the air with you tomorrow for day 15, halfway through my 30-day challenge. I love you all so very much. Have a fabulous and blessed day. This is Cynthia Fontaine of Transforming Your Life, signing off.
Deep in the water somewhere, got the blue sky. No, one in the dark, the heart, my chance.